A new high school opened near downtown Los Angeles this week. By some accounts, it is the most expensive public school ever built in the U.S. So, how did the Edward Roybal Learning Center wind up costing $350 million? As NPR's Carrie Kahn explains, it started with a building site that critics called a time bomb.
Bonjour, class.
Bonjour.
Comment allez-vous?
French teacher Roger Peterson greets his students in a brand new classroom with clean floors and bright white walls.
How many of you guys know me from last year? Raise your hand. Okay, very good.
Peterson and the entire inaugural class at Roybal, some 2,400 kids, all used to go to nearby Belmont High. That school was old and jammed with more than 5,000 students, forcing kids into a chaotic year-round schedule. Peterson says it's amazing that school was allowed to exist in such conditions.
And if we had been in a community of doctors, lawyers, and engineers, there would have been a lawsuit within 6 months.
This new school was supposed to be the solution, but the district's plan soon turned into a fiasco. Halfway through construction, inspectors discovered that the building site on an old oil field was leaking potentially dangerous gases. They also found an earthquake fault running near the site. That led to allegations of mismanagement and prompted a criminal investigation that ultimately found no wrongdoing. More than a decade later, the school finally opened. And with a $350 million price tag, Roybal's new principal, Scott Braxton, says he's confident the school is safe.
About half of the L.A. basin has similar conditions. And so we have buildings all throughout this area that don't have a gas mitigation system, but there's a slight potential for gas under the construction.
The new high school does have a gas mitigation system. It costs $17 million and includes many safety features like gas-trapping layers under the building's concrete floors and light posts that double as vents. It may be safe, but rumors are hard to quash among high school students.
This school was like a radioactive school or something, and that we can get cancer from it.
Junior Jamal Hakeem Miller was relieved to hear that's not true and says he's so happy to be at a bigger, cleaner, and he adds, graffiti-free school. Those are all the things Lupi Fernandez was hoping for her children. She remembers back in 1988, school officials came to her daughter's class to show off plans for a new downtown high school.
So at that time, Anna was a kindergartner, and we were told her class will be the first class to graduate, the class of 2000.
Anna never got to go to the new school, nor did any of Fernandez's children. But she gives school officials credit for being persistent in the face of so many obstacles.
They kept going. And they did listen to us, as annoying as we were sometimes. It's better to do something even if it's late and try to learn from it.
One lesson the district hopefully learned: how not to spend $350 million on its next high school. Carrie Kahn, NPR News.